talked to Nancy, and I know you probably talked with all of them about this on Thursday as well, but just wanted your initial thoughts now with 7 new players over the course of, what, a month added? Just your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I try to think about it in perspective of like an NFL team. If you went to the bye week, God, how many, what, 20, 53 players in the roster? I feel good about the guys that we have. You know, it's been fun to see a core group of, you know, those 7 guys that have been here and were with us at the start of the year or whatever. You know, the Aces and Jalen and Dyson. You know, the way these guys have improved and developed and connected, and the guys that have joined us, you know, over the past couple of weeks, looking forward to integrating them. And I think the biggest thing for everybody, you know, whether you've been here for a year, a month, or a day, is that, you know, we want to compete, and we want to compete collectively. And we want to be an unselfish group that puts the team first. And those are things we're going to keep working towards and emphasizing. And obviously, from a tactical X's and O's standpoint, there's always things that are challenging that we'll continue to tackle and get after it.
So looking at tonight, with the way Charlotte has been rebounding ball lately, especially on the offensive end, just how important is it going to be to not give up any second chance opportunities?
Yeah, that's one of those things. It's not hard to know going into the game that's important. It's the execution in those situations, you know, I think is the key. And, you know, Diabate, for example, is, you know, he's elite in that regard. I think this is a consistent message when we're talking about the possession game and defensive rebounding. It can't just be one guy. It can't just be one player. It's got to be something that collectively we're embracing. And, you know, I think it actually, you know, when it does happen, you know, the other part of that is, you know, can we get to the next play? Meaning, do you give up a 3, you know? You get your kind of your spirit broken in a possession. So we know how important that is. And to me, it's a larger, the larger picture is just the possession game. It's, you know, defensive rebounding, it's taking care of the ball. It's us offensive rebounding, you know, where we can put ourselves in a position where, you know, we're not losing that game within the game. And as you mentioned, usually when you have an elite offensive rebounder, it allows all the other guys on the team to go to the glass to be more effective because that guy draws so much attention.
Coach, you talked about integrating all these new players. So I read this story about Jock basically driving from Memphis into Atlanta. When do you notify a player like that, oh, by the way, you'll probably be starting in your first game here with the team?
Well, we didn't know. His situation, obviously, is unique because we had players that hadn't played for some time, you know, in that center position. And then we knew Onyeka was out. So whether he was going to start, come off the bench, whatever the case may be, we knew we needed help there in that situation. So I don't know if it was at a rest stop or the next morning. But I think he knew that we were going to need him to get on the court and help us compete and was ready to do that. It's all when you look at bringing players into a new group, you know, there's a limited amount of minutes. You know, we had that situation before nobody's trades. You just can't play everybody. So in Jock's case, that situation is different, you know, because of the fact even though Onyeka was out, Mo and Ace have been scrapping it together. As we've gotten everybody now, there's actually more guys in the gym. So that's going to take some time for us to keep working through. Not everybody's going to be able to get in the game every night. We're going to have some players that are capable of helping. You know, but there's only 48 minutes in the game. And that's why I mentioned again the importance of you know, us competing collectively and everybody playing the way that we've played. I think the, some of the windows where we've been able to see, you know, Jalen, Nikhil, and Dyson, and Yeka, and those lineups together, get you excited about where we're going. And, you know, as we bring these new guys in, just to continue to try to build on that. And everybody just needs to be real flexible as we, you know, find more chemistry and evaluate lineups and try to figure out combinations that complement, you know, one another and compete.
Coach, Charlotte is named the Hawks team in the NBA, of course. They have a very potent perimeter trio of DeMar, Knipple, and Brandon Miller. They run a lot of kind of perimeter screen actions. How difficult is it for your perimeter defense to stay connected, going around screens, make sure they're not getting open for player screens and things like that?
Yeah, I think the screen actions, well, first of all, the way that their group has developed, you know, first with Mbamu and then as they added those guys over time, you know, that you can really see the connectivity that they've developed and how they complement one another. So that synergy makes whatever action they're running effective, which you're referring to with the, you know, whether it be a flare screens or pin downs. Frankly, the place where they're really lethal is in pick and roll. So guarding those screen actions requires an immense amount of communication when there are breakdowns. When you have players who all can shoot, you know, you can't go under or on screen, so that's the discipline you're talking about. But I think also, you know, when they're all able to handle the pick and roll situations, and you have multiple pick and roll players, that puts an unusual amount of stress on the defense as well. We all, you know, you've seen LaMelo do it for years. You know, you've got Conn and pick and roll, you know, and everybody's kind of got their specific situations and certain spacing situations in playing. But there's a lot of variety there. You know, when Bridges coming up and setting pick and roll, putting five in the corner, they're manipulating spacing and manipulating ball handlers. And when you do that, you create a number of variables in those plays and the situations where defenses can break down. So it's a tough cover. You know, it's a tough cover. That's why you're asking the question.
Hey, Coach, Aneka coming back today. How much does he shift the tone of just how things run through him offensively?
I think, you know, the way that, you, as you know, I'm the, you know, a lot of what Aneka does, we're not running plays for him. We do sometimes. But oftentimes he's facilitating offense for other people. And I don't think that's something that we'll have to say, hey, let's do this again. So like a lot of the way that he plays, it's one of the things that makes him so valuable. He does kind of glue people together. So I would imagine that'll kind of happen naturally. There'll be some things that, you know, we haven't done, you know, certain concepts that you haven't seen as much in a while because he's the one that makes them go. So we'll definitely see that, and that's one of, you know, the things that he really brings to our group is that connectivity and his ability to pass and handle.
Quinn, so in the last matchup, Hornets were able to hit 24 threes, and in this one, what is the key to lowering that number compared to last game?
We were very good defensively that game. We had a lot of breakdowns right out of the gate, so we just got to have a baseline that's better to begin with, and just more awareness, and more intensity, more focus, and that being part of the game plan, just, you know, embrace that even more and execute it. I think whether that be, you know, someone missing a rotation or not being in a rotation because you don't need to rotate, getting back and transition and having awareness, you know, we've got shooters, different spots on the floor, closing out to somebody with your hand down. You know, it goes across a lot of different areas, but it's important to shoot the ball that well. And, you know, we've got to make them hit. They're going to get threes at various times. It just happens. But hopefully they're as difficult, as contested as possible.
Coach,
Okay.